Today, Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts, and something will happen. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last visit, we began the conversations about the end of the 2018 Farm Bill. As American Farm Bureau Federation economist Roger Cryan explained in his online market intel report, this Farm Bill expired at midnight on September 30th. Cryan explained that after midnight on September 30, various elements in the programs of the Farm Bill started a calendar of expirations. Some of these programs shut down immediately, as day-to-day authority depends on having an operating Farm Bill. There are also programs in the Farm Bill operating under permanent law without sunsets. A couple of examples here are the Crop Insurance Program and the Primary Nutrition Program. Although they won't get any type of updates, they still go on. Cryan also notes that several disaster programs are also permanently authorized. Part of the reason for knowing something will be done is that the Farm Bill has foundations that go back to the 1930s and 40s. These programs are based on 1910 and 1914 support levels known as parity. After January 1, 2025, if nothing is done, parity will kick in, and as an example, the all milk price that we saw in July of this year, that was $22.80, would jump that price up to $49.43. Something is going to get done, even if it's an extension. For Farm Bureau Agri-Thoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.